Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 163. How does one make sense of the sanctuary? After I was baptized, I wanted to understand the sanctuary. How does one make sense of the offerings and ceremonies in Leviticus? What do the rituals mean? Candlesticks, altars, bread baked fresh every Sabbath morning, those two apartments, one holy and the other most holy, the incense, the solemn day of atonement once a year. Why study all this when it came to an end when Christ was crucified? Is it an exercise in futility? Then I discovered the book of Revelation. God wants us to understand it today. The Savior of the world is revealed in history. It emerges out of the fog as leading straight to a grand climax, His second coming. The final judgment must be intensely interesting when all wrongs will be made right. There is a grand victory of righteousness over sin, the Lamb triumphing in His great controversy with Satan. And there in the middle of the book of Revelation suddenly appears the real sanctuary in heaven where Jesus Christ ministers as our high priest, fighting His battle with Satan. The climax comes in chapter 11, verses 15 to 19, where the great door into the most holy apartment is flung open and we can peer into the Ark of His covenant, something the world could never see before, the finishing of the mystery of God. Here is a climactic change in heaven's administration. All of Christ's resources are today expended in preparing a people for translation at His coming, a change from His previous high priestly ministry, which was preparing people for death. The cleansing of the sanctuary in heaven requires first the cleansing of the hearts of God's people on earth, a work going on behind the scenes just now. Now the sanctuary truth comes alive.